come back from last night to this?
Thanks. I'm very, very happy. After the bittersweet disappointment from last night, being not having the luck of the touch, and I mean today I had the luck of the good touch on the finish, and that's the difference between a world record and not having a world record. So. We're all so close. Adam's right there, Demir is right there. It's not going to be a one horse race or a two horse race, it's going to be a couple guys. So it'll be, I think a really strong final, and there's a lot of guys to watch. I would definitely say that I'm not the favorite by a long shot. So
when you had finished that race in the 100 last night, were you thinking, I want to make a statement in the morning in the 50 breaths?
For me, just to come out and try qualify, I knew that I had obviously really great speed from the first split of the 50 last night when you guys told me, and to now try and translate that into the 50. It's always, as I said, so it's been my first event that I had medaled in, so it's comes a little bit easier to me than the 100. I don't have to adapt as much. I think just the 50 is always fun for me. I always have a good time racing it, and I'm really excited for tonight and tomorrow.
Was Adam's 26.62 from last year, as they cut against the unofficial world record, always on your mind?
No, not at all. I mean, I knew we were going to break it. That time I think should have been eclipsed quite a while ago. I think I would like to have already broken in Barcelona 2 years ago, but unfortunately I got sick for the final, and I knew that we were capable of doing it, but we unfortunately didn't get close there. But I mean, for sure, I think come tonight and tomorrow night that this record is not going to stand anyway. Even if it's not held by me, it'll be held by Demir or Adam. So I think we can definitely get ready for a new time.
The shoulder's pretty much back to where it should be then.
Yeah, it's just nice, as I said, to be able to train properly again. And, the last couple of months have been the first, 4 months that I've been able to just train through properly each session, rolling on for the next. And it gives me a lot of confidence going into Olympics next year, just knowing that I'm able to string sessions together and build on what I've developed over the last year now. And, I think come Rio, it's going to be an exciting race. It's going to be one hell of a race.
It shows you where you need to be in terms of the fact that the record's broken out in the UK. So 6 years, it's a long time to improve.
It has been a long time. I'm glad the records obviously have been broken. It's good for the sport, pushing it, going faster. But I think the stroke has evolved a lot. We're swimming a lot faster, a lot higher in the water. It's almost sort of emulating the suit sort of feeling, where the suit really helped you float on top of the water. And the stroke, I think Adam also coming in with a higher stroke rate has showed us also a lot, and we always keep learning from that. So it's just good for the sport, as you say.
Finally, a men's record. I've heard so many women talking about it.
What, am I the first man?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to be joining the ladies for a bit of the fun and action. So, yeah.
You have 2 world championships, the first man. So, yeah.
It's a big honor anytime you can break a world record. So, but as I said, you don't want to get too excited. I know tonight it's gonna definitely fall between the three of us, and we'll be a bit of a dogfight tomorrow night for sure again. So, yeah.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.